Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is just about 4:11 here, 44 degrees on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. So, former President Joe Biden was in the spotlight again. He was at an event, a paid event. He was paid to be a speaker at this event. They don't know how much, but it was brought up that he was a paid for his appearance as a speaker at this event. He really doesn't have a lot of other income coming in now that he doesn't hold a position. But a lot of people, including Democrats, said, a matter of fact, mostly Democrats, said that he should just remain low-key from this point on. And I have some audio from this. And he mentioned Scranton, which is the only reason I bring this audio into this. Listen, we all knew and saw with our own eyes the state that he was in and questioned why, if he was capable to continue to be the commander-in-chief, nevertheless run for another four-year term, and we saw that. And it's interesting because you're seeing people in his inner circle now coming out. So they lied to us for the past 2 years, and now all of a sudden they're all coming out with books telling us the truth. How do you feel about that? Because that's kind of insulting. I mean, for me, for someone who didn't support him to begin with, who called it what it was every time we saw him speak and saw him act, that he was just not capable of handling that position anymore and somebody should step in, and that it was cruel to continue to parade him around. They are now saying the people close to him, including a former chief of staff, that he needed to be handled out at public events, that they limited his interaction even at the White House in controlled events. And I think the appearance that he made yesterday shows that to be exactly on point. And more coming out, more and more coming out with books, and we're going to learn more, and they hope we forget about it. But I made him post today where I said, make no mistake, the mayor of Scranton lying to you about the status of Joe Biden's mental acuity solidified the 2024 Republican sweep. Those closest to the past president in 2023 are making that very clear now. There is no way, if you had an actor see him at a fundraiser and said, listen, this isn't the same guy, there's something wrong here, and have the wherewithal to start pushing pressure on people saying, hey, there's enough time to salvage this party. There's enough time to where we can do something different, to where we can maybe have a convention and get another candidate in there. And that's another story, how that candidate, got coronated, Kamala Harris, the vice president, rather than the Democrat Party picking someone they actually would like to be in there and not forced upon them. But you have people like the mayor of Scranton, former Senator Bob Casey, Matt Cartwright, former congressman. And thankfully, the people spoke about them loud and clear. They saw this multiple times. They knew about it. They lied to you. And because they lied to you, and I'm talking Democrats, they lied to all of us, but I'm talking to you specifically Democrats, because you had a chance. You had a small window, if they would have called this early enough for what it was, to put the party on a different path. And now they walked around, the mayor of Scranton went right from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, and now she's on to whatever's next. And what that is, we'll see. I would imagine it would be Josh Shapiro or her own aspirations. Who knows? There is a major divide in the Democrat Party right now. We're going to talk about that a little later as far as this Bernie Sanders AOC oligarchy. I played video, and I'm going to play it again, audio for you guys, but it's a video, of where Bernie Sanders is saying the same thing for the past 30 years about oligarchies. And just now, Donald Trump's the reason of an oligarchy. But he's been saying this since 1994. 1994, he's been saying the same stuff. Just people are buying it now. And listen, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took in almost $10 million in the first quarter of fundraising. They have a powerhouse behind them. And there's going to be a reckoning within the Democratic Party, a fracture, where they're going to start targeting people like Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, the established Nancy Pelosi. We got a story about her, where they're starting to talk openly about forcing her aside now. She did it. She set the precedent with Joe Biden, so now she's the target. So I'm sure she'll She'll regret that. But make no mistake, it's people like the mayor of Scranton who lied to Democrats, lied to voters, lied to everyone about where he stood with his cognitive ability, where his mental acuity was. And that gave you the results. It helped the results that you got in the 2024 election. But here is Joe Biden at this event yesterday, and it's being questioned up and down. The phrasing he's using, the wording he's using, he was kind of all over the place with his story, but it's pretty insultive to a lot of groups that Democrats really need if they want to move forward that walked away from them in large numbers during the 2024 election.
I remember pulling in, into the parking lot, and I had never seen, hardly any black people in Scranton at the time, when I was only going in fourth grade. And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by. They never turned right to go to Claymont High School. I wondered why. Asked my mom, why? So in Delaware, they're not allowed to go to school, in public school, with white kids, honey. That sparked my sense of outrage as a kid, just like it does. I mean, and these young kids right here can tell you things affect them when they learn about something that's really just unfair and unjust. You know, my dad was an honorable man. And my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, your job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it. Well, that's what you're all about. That's what the legislation is about. It's about dignity. Simple dignity. Everyone.
You got to watch out now. Joe Biden's getting angry. He's got the angry Joe in coming out now.
Deserves to be treated with dignity, regardless of the standard, regardless of the economic system, regardless of who they are. Making sure that more than 60 million Americans who are living with disabilities are treated with dignity is who we are as Americans. That's what it's about. I mean it. Dignity at work, at school, in their communities, in every corner of American life. Laws like the ADA need advocates like you. You're the ones that keep it going, God love you. You fight like hell every single day to make sure the law is respected.
Well, that was just part of his speech. At the end of the speech, he kind of looked both ways to figure out where he was being flagged down to where the stairs were to get off there. And after this, in the news last night on stations like CNN, MSNBC, this morning, the morning shows on those very same, ABC, they were saying that it's time for Joe Biden to go away. He needs to have a low-key exit and stay there. But you also have this major shift, and we're going to talk about it in depth, but don't sleep on this AOC Bernie Sanders tour. Now, will it resonate across the nation in places like Pennsylvania? Somewhat, but I don't think a lot. A lot of the individuals being tracked at these events, the fact that he's getting a roaring ovation at Coachella to where lemonade is $17 and it's thousands of dollars to get in. It's kind of hypocritical when you want to talk about the rich and oligarchies and such like that. I mean, his entire life is a sham as far as he's never had a private sector job. He's lived in a public sector and he's a millionaire. How does that happen? But it's interesting because when you hear him talk about this oligarchy, it's the same thing since 1994, the same exact speech. And he's tried and he's got pushed aside by the Democrat establishment. Well, there really is no Democrat establishment right now. James Carville, who was, he's a has-been as well, but he's a Democrat staple as far as strategist goes, said this, that there's going to be a fracture in the Democrat Party. And members of the squad and the progressive wing have always told their voters, we didn't go far enough over to what we wanted. That's why we're losing. That's why we lost. We didn't get far enough over to Medicaid for all. We didn't get socialist enough, or else we'd be in a better position right now and we'd be winning. And some people buy that. What's funny is the younger crowd doesn't. that 18 to 23 is leaning more red, leaning more Republican. But that 23 to 28 is starting to shift back over to that socialist, progressive, Bernie Sanders, yes, we hear you type thing. Now, he's got a cult following, no doubt, Bernie Sanders. He always has. But the Democrat establishment, he never had to get pushed out by the Republicans. The Democrat establishment always pushed him aside. But there is not that establishment now. It doesn't exist. They don't have a leader. They don't have a message. And I've said this since the election. In an absence of a leader, they will listen to whoever the loudest is. Hakeem Jeffries tried to fill that void. He's being pushed aside as no one to listen to. Chuck Schumer is going to remain quiet because he's in the crosshairs of AOC, possibly. There you have Whitmer covering up her face in the Oval Office like a schoolchild. The Democrat establishment doesn't know what to do anymore. They are so lost and out of touch that they are leaving a gap for someone like a Bernie Sanders and an AOC, even a Jasmine Crockett, who I don't think will be taken seriously in a lot of places, but they are giving her the attention. They are giving her the megaphone. They are giving her. If you notice, AOC is very smart when she becomes invisible. When there's controversial stuff that she's not part of, she goes away on social media. She doesn't post a lot. She stays out of the eye. And then when there's something for her, the opportunity, she jumps out and she's there and she's on it. But if you notice, she's been very quiet. There's been a lot of meetings, a lot of town halls in her area in Jackson Heights where she's a representative for, that she has just been sending a representative from Ocasio-Cortez's office. Because she's out crossing the country with Bernie Sanders, going to these events, hosting, filling these arenas. And what's funny is they've been talking about these arenas being filled, and I know it's a big thing. Trump made a big deal about it as well. And I posted a picture because there was a big concert in New Jersey from Funkmaster Flash. And if you don't know who Funkmaster Flash is, he was a 80s DJ, still pretty popular and relevant. But they're talking about all these people, 12,000 to 30,000 people that Bernie Sanders and AOC are filling up. Well, for some perspective, Funkmaster Flash filled an entire arena as just a DJ playing his hits and what he's known for. People are looking for entertainment. They're looking for someone to listen to. They're looking for leadership. And in the void of real leadership, true leadership, they will listen to and follow whoever's there, whoever's the loudest. And I think that's what you're seeing a lot of right now when it comes to the Democrat Party. But after listening to Joe Biden speak last night and insulting a lot of his base, trying to connect with the individuals, and he always goes back to his dad, and not for nothing, but if you know the stories of Joe Biden here as a child, his father kind of left him here with his family and went to do his own thing, and then when he finally got established, the family said, hey, you need to take your family back to Delaware, and he did. So he talks about him on this high pedestal when father really wasn't. If you know the stories behind him, from here in Scranton. But the fact that he mentioned Scranton, I figure it was relevant to bring to the table here and talk about. But I agree with the Democrats on this one. Joe Biden should just go away and sit on the beach and do what he needs to do, because nothing good is going to come out of for the Democrats of him traveling anywhere and giving talks like he just gave. It's 424 here at WILK.